Hi, this is Bobby Klein. I'm the translator and the interpreter of the I Ching. This is a New Earth I Ching, easy to understand, easy to put to use. It's an oracle, 3,000 years of wisdom wrapped up in this. So sit back, take a breath. If you've got a question in your mind, ask it. If not, just hang in and you'll get some answers. And that's what this is all about. The I Ching, they say, is the book of change, and it is, but it's also the book of answers. All right. Tune in. Drop in. You're home. Yeah. You're home.
Butterflies migrate, telling of transformation, colors on the wind. If we can think of every day like being a butterfly emerging from the cocoon into the surprise thing we call life, flapping our wings, trying to get aloft. And once we get there, we see the beauty and we are the beauty. So this haiku for today, it's butterflies migrate, and we see it happening now, telling of transformation, colors on the wind. So we take a moment during our transformation. You know, you've noticed. This is the time for transformation. Boy, all of us coming through this time, and lots of us during these times that are difficult, what we're doing is we're looking for a new way to be. What does the butterfly do? The butterfly remembers its genetics, right? It doesn't try to be a green butterfly if it's a blue butterfly. It doesn't try to be a caterpillar again. It's a butterfly. It's coming up and coming on. So we are it. We are the butterflies during this time. We are the butterflies, and we are in the time of migration. Yes, 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 yes. Sweet migration as we move into the I Ching, to the oracle. For this period of time, every week we reach out for the advice, for the ideas, for the teaching that the oracle gives us. The spirits that be, the guides, call on me, and I love it, to be here and to do the reading for y'all. These readings are from the New Earth I Ching. It's my book on Amazon. If you want to be able to access the I Ching for yourself. Also, if you're just on Spotify and you're just listening, also go to my website and subscribe. It's free. And what you'll do is you'll start to get the text. And it's really nice to have the text every week about for referral. And seeing the things that we remember, you'll find that the reading that I do is different because it's pretty extemporaneous, based on the old I Ching, the old ways. But we come into it for this period of time, and what are we doing? We're respecting the old ways, the wisdom ways that are coming. I like the haiku this week. Colors on the wind, that's what we are. We're just colors on the wind, man. So, swordage, reaching into the ethers for the information for this period of time. Here we go. We get number 60, which is called Jai. Articulating boundaries above. It is a critical time, and below it's a radiance, a time of moving freely. All right, so it's coming to you with really direct teaching. First through the wisdom that says you've reached an intersection in time, not space, okay? Let that one go through you. This is an intersection in time, not space. You're filling the space, right? But in your time, boundaries have got to be firmly stated. And they've got to be respected as we recognize the boundaries that we have. And do not let your boundaries get crossed, you know? So many of us, you know, we had our parents that, you know, God bless you guys who your parents really respected your boundaries. A lot of us did not. And, you know, so we get kind of used to it. We allow people to cross our boundaries. But that's got, if it is happening in your life, it's got to stop. Your primal self that feeds the soul has got to have boundaries. In this way, it's more efficient, more loving, and healthful. Without clear boundaries, all you know and love can fall into chaos. And all you've worked and cared for will hit the proverbial fan. You know what they say, the stuff hits the fan and then you just got stuff all over you. Whether expenditures of energy or money or emotions, whatever you're giving out is beneficial to set limitations. Set limitations on your energy. You give what you can. On your money, on commerce, have a good place with it, and your emotions, relationship, business, gotta have boundaries. You're not limited, right? It's not that you're setting limits for yourself. It's really that we understand that we are without limits. But the energy and the effort you expend to get there does have limits that have got to be recognized. Your physical, spiritual, and emotional energy are a gift, sacred gift of spirit. And it is the wise person who does not squander this gifting. To do so would be the ultimate disrespect for self, for spirit, and for your hard-earned place within, okay? This is where we come to respecting where we are, who we are, and remembering who we are and in the place that we are. As we care for ourselves, we're caring for our soul journey. By setting correct boundaries in combination with acts of service, listen to that, benefits all. So boundaries, yes, boundaries are ultimately very, very, very important. And we combine them with service because we got to give back. If you're getting stuff, you got to give back stuff. You know, if you're getting good energy, give back good energy. If you're making a lot of money, spread it out. You know, if you got a lot of gifts, give some of your gifts away. Knowing and honoring your limit brings success in great measure. Moving outside your inner truth will leave you wanting and fearful. Whew, we know that one. The limits or the boundaries that you set must be well thought out. Right? This is where we come to the advice where we say, you got to have a plan. Why have a plan? Because the universe responds to a plan. Without a plan, you're left spinning. You know, I just saw a movie called King Richard about the tennis players, Venus Williams and her sister, about their father who had a plan and he stuck to the plan. And it was inspiring. And you know, if you get a chance, look at that movie. Rarely do I plug a movie, but I think that just the message there is so good. Now, and yes, I cry at commercials, so there you go. All right. You don't want to be left in fear, and that's so true. The limits or the boundaries, they got to be thought out, right? Now, they should not be punitive. They should not be severe. Love within your present abilities and plan projects that reflect where your skills and experience lie right now, at this moment in time. Set financial limitations according to your present means. Be of service to others, but know and respect your own needs first, right? It's where we come to that place of we got to be solid in ourselves. So the mantra that I often teach is me first, and that's so important. Take a breath. Say it with me. Me first. Yeah. It's hard for some people, man, but say it. You feel the energy run up from your feet and get it, right? Me first. And it doesn't mean other people never. In no way. But you put yourself first. That way, if you're with your kids, your relationship, business, whatever it is, because that way there's something for people to bounce off of. If you don't put yourself first, then things do go into chaos. Your dreams. These are imaginings. They're messages of possibilities. If you don't have dreams or do not honor their presence, you won't know when dreams come true. And that'd be a pity to miss that infinite joy, that fulfillment, that satisfaction of things well done. As you work and you live and you love within your capacity, your dreams on their own, without you prodding them, will manifest, as will love and depth of feeling that you have desired. In your creative and spiritual life, as you move to express your deepest self, knowing, you'll come to know your limitations. And that will be as important as the medium you choose to work in, right? These considerations are elemental, right down to the basics. To achieve optimum physical health, to achieve mental health, to achieve spiritual wellness, your benefit now will be to make an honest assessment of your personal gifts and your limitations. The ego sometimes gives the message that if you do not move quickly and give beyond measure, that you're going to miss the boat and you're a jerk. This is inappropriate. It's an egoist message. The universal laws say intone the opposite if you move steadily toward your goal. Keeping your boundaries firm when you do arrive at your destination. You'll be strong and able to recognize and receive the rewards earned through compassion, correctness, loving kindness, commitment, steady, considered efforts, right? There's a lot of words in that one, but let's take them apart and really look at it, okay? But it's an inappropriate message from your ego that says, give more than you got, okay? That's destructive. So if you're at your destination and you've got your boundaries, you're going to stay strong. Then you'll receive the rewards that you've worked for. Set limits in limitation. It sounds funny, but it's true. Strive not to underestimate your capabilities. If that's the case, recognize it and break beyond confining self-restriction. The self-restriction that's imposed by fear, self-doubt, lack of confidence, that wants to play it safe. Don't do it, man. Take it easy. Don't play it safe. You might get caught. And so what? If this is you, then breaking out of self-restricting boundaries should be done with an awareness of not going too far in the opposite extreme. Here's a message for you. You know, you ever put notes up in your mirror? You say, I got to remember this. Here's one. Be outrageous and courageous. Be outrageous and be courageous. Be moderate in your moderation. Play, love, laugh, sing, dance, and eat clean. Eat well. Be compassionate to all sentient beings. Honor family, your friends, elders, teachers. Give love and support to those who are less fortunate than you. That's all part of humanity. You don't do that. I mean, you're going to stay alive, but you're not going to be living to the fullness of the gift that we have of life during this brief time that our egg hatched here, see? All these things you want to put together in the limits that you know and just be with yourself. When you do, you're going to find that your limits are not so limiting. Body, mind, and spirit. Yeah, listen to that. Body, mind, and spirit work in harmony. And you will achieve, You will achieve the wanted benefits by not overusing your body's resources by consuming toxic foods and chemicals. Come to recognize when negative thoughts or practices negatively impact the earth's body as well as your own. Feed well and cleanse your body. Feed well and cleanse your mind. Feed well and cleanse your spirit life so that you can be a good and proper caretaker of this temporary gift, this gift of the human body. How does it work? You know, we can see it in charts, and well, I studied it, you know, but it's got this consciousness about how it works, how it converts things to energy and fuel and love and life. Similarly, when you will benefit from feeding the emerging new earth with the love and the nutrients that will keep her, Gaia, from harm, right? That's taking care of the planet, and allow all people to live here in vast happiness and goodness. And man, it's possible. It's possible. We are at a low point, moving ourselves upward. You see, as a human being, we are the caretakers of the earth, and it's our responsibility. It's payback for all the blessings that we have, right? You know, we're at a tipping point on the planet. And we can each be a reflection of this situation and of this time. The timing of this lesson, this hexagram this week, is a message for you and your families, for your community, for yourself, as you hear the voice of Gaia in the wind moving through the trees, in the sounds of the birds, in the moving water. Listen to your heart and body, not your mind. The mind can get ruled by the ego, and that's what you got to watch out for. Honor yourself first, and that's where we come to me first. Honor yourself first, and then with a loving hand, reach out to all your relationships, all of them, with kindness, compassion. And look, even if you have a negative relationship somewhere, but still be kind. I mean, you might not want to invite that person into your tent, but still, don't let yourself slip from being kind and compassionate. That's the way we keep our integrity. You see, progress will be accelerated by moving away from and with consideration of letting go of those people or situations that no longer serve you. Mm-hmm. In doing this, look to who you might be holding in an unstated form of bondage. Look to see who you're holding in bondage. You know, is it a relationship? Is it a business situation? If you find it, and when you find it, let them go, because this is just pulling you down. If you're unsure or fear loss, know what's yours. Know that it will return. If you let it go and it's yours, it's going to come back clean and refreshed and will find harmony with your soul's frequency. And what is not yours will be free. This is where true love and friendship reside, and that's easy. That's where we got to go. Be the love that you desire. Become a beacon of stillness and of peace. Let this be your service and your teaching to your fellow pilgrims as we walk together on this road less traveled called the soul's journey. See yourself on that road. You know, as I record and I feel myself slip up with mispronouncing something or wrong inflections that don't work, I'm working on my memoir. I've only been working on that for 50 years. Anyway, it has me remember things that really affected me in my life. When I was in school, this is like the second grade, I had a lisp, and it was hard to understand me, you know, that I just couldn't get it right. And it left a mark, and what I remembered was this. I was shamed. And we got to think about where we've been shamed in our life and work to move beyond it and let it go. So I was shamed by it. And imagine this. The worst part was I'd be sitting in class and the speech therapist would walk in and she would say, "Robert Klein, it's time for speech therapy." Man, I wanted to crawl into a hole like that and giggling and do that. But it did. It set me in a place where I knew I felt apart, but it really had me get myself together. So if you got something that's working on you, someplace that you're shamed, just look at it and let it go. And you can process it and see it and figure out what did you learn? What did you get from that? I think this lesson this week is really a good lesson. You know, it talks about boundaries. It talks about moving through life, but not getting off your trail. The ego would like to get you off your trail because there you're weak and you'll be taken advantage of. Now, why does the ego do that? I don't know. I don't know. Why does this darkness come up? Why do we have the shadow? Well, the shadow, I think the shadow is balance, that we do see that balance, you know, that we have to stay there. You know, I remind you of the First People story about grandfathers with grandson, and grandson says, "Grandfather, what are you doing there? You look upset." And grandfather, he had it all planned, of course. Grandfather says, "Oh, there's a fight going on inside me." He said, "What do you mean, grandfather?" He says, "Well, I have two wolves that live inside me." And boy, grandson, just his eyes popped open. He says, what do you mean? He says, "Well, I got a white wolf in me. I got a black wolf in me. And they both want me to feed them. And I just have to make a decision." And grandson says, "I want to know more." He says, "Well," he says, "the white wolf is love and kindness and compassion and all good things, you know, celebrations. And the black wolf is angry, and the black wolf is take advantage of you, and it'll trick you. And so I got to decide." He says, "Grandson, tell me, which wolf would you feed?" And grandson right away sits up straight. He says, "Grandfather, of course I feed the white wolf." And grandfather smiles. He says, "No." He says, "We got to feed both wolves." He says, "If you only feed the white wolf, then that black wolf is just waiting in the corner to jump you and to take advantage of you. So it's got to be balance," is what that story talks about. You know, it's about balance. It's about knowing that we have a dark side, seeing it, appreciate it. Lots of times it's impossible to act on it. We shouldn't act on it, but we got to know it's there, right? So understand that as we're moving forward and we think about boundaries and openings in our life. You know, if you want more love around you, just let yourself be that love. You want more kindness, be that kindness. Be compassionate to all your brothers and sisters. The Mayan greeting and goodbye of "In la kesha la kin" means "I am the other you." So, "In la kesha la kin," I am the other you, and I like it that way. Yes, I do. Namaste, my sisters. Namaste, my brothers. To all of you, to they, them, all of us who are, I send you all the love that I can possibly put together and muster and send it over the airwaves to y'all. So I say namaste. Be the joy that you love and desire. Me first. Remember that? Me first. Say it as you walk. Me first. Blessings, y'all. I do love you.